The survey broke collective bargaining down into two parts. First, respondents were asked if unionized state workers should have the right to bargain for wages. Survey analyst Wendy Scattergood says nearly two-thirds answered that they should. Scattergood says the next question was on rights to bargain for health and retirement benefits.
And 54% said they should, 42% said they should not. So there's more support for collective bargaining on wages, a little bit less, but still a majority on collective bargaining rights for health and retirement benefits.
When asked why they thought the controversial measure to eliminate collective bargaining came up in the legislature, Scattergood says one-third believe it's an attempt to decrease the budget deficit. The rest, something else.
And the majority, 57%, said they felt it was decreasing the power of the union.
Teachers and other state workers descended upon the state capitol to protest the cuts. Scattergood says it didn't hurt their public image. She says 70% of respondents think favorably of teachers.
Wisconsin public employees in general, 70% favorability. Unions is pretty split. Public employee unions, 47% favorable, 45% unfavorable.
The poll contacted 400 people. Scattergood says 33% identified themselves as Democrats, 28% Republicans, and another 28% as independents. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.